Welcome to Up to Date. I'm Steve Prasky. Oh, so much music in so little time, but we've got the next hour to run through the best pop, rock, and jazz music of 2013, and do we have a list for you? We'll talk about the national jazz veteran Dave Holland, cowboy Indian Bear, making movies Bobby Rush, and much, much more. Later on this hour, it's bowl season. Commentator Victor Wishner returns with the latest edition of A Fan's Notes. But first, the best music of 2013. Our critics today, Bill Brownlee is a music critic for The Star. He blogs at PlasticSax.com, Kansas City's top jazz blog. And Bill, always good to have you here.
Good morning, Steve.
Chris Agarian is with Inc. Magazine, and he is the co-founder of the Middle of the Map Fest each April in this town. Chris, nice to have you.
Thanks for having me back.
And joining us from Lawrence this morning is Laura Lorson. She's editor and producer for Kansas Public Radio and local host of All Things Considered on KPR. And Laura, it wouldn't be the holiday season without you. So nice to have you.
Aw, thanks. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Laura. How are you?
Let's talk about some of the big shows this year. Chris, you were excited about a few of the concerts you saw and things that tripped your trigger pretty well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, for me, again, it was there's always so many amazing shows that come through this town, and we're really lucky. And the first song I was going to play today, I was using as a gateway to talk about this list, so thanks for that. For me, hands down, anybody who was there, I don't know how you could top the David Byrne and St. Vincent show. That was July 12th at Crossroads, down there behind Grinders. And it was just one of those nights where you knew something special was going to happen.
Yeah.
And it just kept unfolding.
There's a feeling you get sometimes,
right? It really was. And you knew the album was amazing, and you know both of those musicians are amazing. But seeing them on stage together, how they interacted together, and there was this crazy choreography. And there was like 12 people on stage, a lot of horn sections. And you could see that both David Byrne and Annie Clark, a.k.a. St. Vincent, were having an amazing time.
Mm.
And everyone in the crowd, as a result, enjoyed that as well. So for me, that show's impossible to top. And my second show is one of my favorite songs of the year, one of my favorite albums of the year, one of my favorite bands of all time was The National.
Mm-hmm.
And that was October 11th out at Starlight. And then there's some small shows, some record bar shows.
Tell us about The National a little bit. We'll be playing something from their new album. I'm a big fan of them, too.
Oh, great.
What works for them so well? What do you like about them?
Well, people write them off as a very sad band, very dramatic, and they are. They come across as that, very heavy. But, you know, when you get a chance to sit, if you study the music, there's some really interesting things in there.
Mm-hmm.
And like every other band, I think I'm playing three bands that are allegedly from Brooklyn today, because every band ends up being from Brooklyn. but, you know, they hit my radar back in 2007 with the album The Boxer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a band for me that can just do no wrong.
Yeah. Laura Lorson from KPR, tell us what live shows caught your attention this year.
Well, I don't want to hijack the thread, as the kids say, but I'll tell you this. I did not have the same experience with live shows this year. It took a lot to get me out of the house and off the computer and off my headphones.
Shame on you.
Because I know. I, however, was so influenced by so many great bloggers and therefore trying out a lot of music that in past years I would have just never heard. Mm. They would have never been on the radar. So I want to thank folks like Bill and Chris, just really out there beating the bushes and going to all these shows. You know, people, when they hear about that, they think, oh my gosh, what a wonderful life that must be. It's so busy. It's ridiculous. You're never home. And I do think that the rise of social media with all its concomitant problems, it's really helpful for people like me who like a whole lot of different kinds of music. And therefore, I got to live stream a lot of pieces from folks like NPR.org.
Yes,
from
I do that too sometimes, yeah.
And you get, I mean, admittedly, it is not the same as being there live, but it fits my schedule as a person with a job and all a little bit better. It's just really difficult to do because it's not just finding out about the show and paying for the show and getting to the show and parking for the show and having a beer at the show, you know, whatever. It just at a certain point, I think it's really difficult to get a handle on it because there's so much great stuff around right now. And we need those kind of curators. So I just wanted to give a shout out to Chris. And here in Lawrence, somebody who's just doing great work, there's a Twitter account called at Heart Local Music. Like, it's, don't make a heart, H-E-A-R-T, at
Fally
Heart
Alfani.
Local Music. Fally Alfani, yeah. And she just does a great job of posting pictures, and she does a great job of contextualizing music, so that when you do have the opportunity to go see a live show, it's not what I would think of as a blind buy. You have some kind of idea of what you're going to, because everyone's time is at such a premium.
You know, Laura, NPR does this thing where they have a camera inside the Village Vanguard, a couple cameras.
That's right.
And occasionally you can watch a live show from there. And, you know, for those of us who follow jazz, the Village Vanguard is sort of the temple of all grandeur, you know. And it's really cool to – you're right. It's not the same as being there, having been there a few times. Boy, it is such a – it's fun to see it anyway. Bill Brownlee, how about you? What was on your – you see a lot of shows. You're out all the time.
How does that Willie Nelson song go? The nightlife?
Yeah.
Ain't a good life, but it's my life?
Yeah.
Last night, I reviewed a show for the Star at the Midland Theater. 3,000 people turned out to see a band called Steel Panther, a heavy metal parody band.
Wow.
I liked it a lot. And this year, for me, Steve, was a year of the big shows. I loved the Sprint Center concerts by Mary Blige, Kanye West, Iron Maiden, Alejandro Fernandez. I felt, you know, there's such a sense of excitement as being part of a, you know, large crowd and in a big arena. And some of those big shows were my favorites this year.
I'm dating myself. I haven't seen a big concert, big hall show in a whole lot of years. I just don't do it anymore. I don't know why.
I would have guessed you'd have been at Janelle Monáe. I really thought you would, Steve.
I should. Well, I heard it was terrific.
I tried to get him tickets for 2 Chainz, but he wouldn't take them.
There you go. Yep. Let's move on with our list here of some of the best tunes of 2013. And Chris Agarian, let's begin with the group we just talked about, The National.
Yeah, The National put out an album back in May on 480 Records, and the name of the album was called Trouble Will Find Me, which is also part of a lyric from this song. And the song is called See a Love. And again, that show was number 2 on my list, and it was October 11th back at Starlight.
Okay. That dark brooding stuff works for me. I like that.
Great.
That's The National. The album is Trouble Will Find Me. Bill Brownlee, let's go to your first one here. Terry Lynn Carrington.
Terry Lynn is a jazz drummer from Boston. She went to the Berklee School of Music. She's been around for a few decades. She recorded an album called Money Jungle, Provocative and Blue that came out this year. It's a rethinking of Money Jungle, the classic album.
With Duke Ellington, Max Roach, and Charles
Mingus.
Yeah.
Which came out in 1963. She does all new versions of these songs, and the selection I've opted for here features Clark Terry, who's 93, and he's in poor health, but he really comes through on this track doing his mumbles routine.
Oh, that's just great.
And it's a lot of fun.
Here's Terry Lynn Carrington from the album Money Jungle, Provocative in Blue.
Low, 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 low.
Man, we are two for two here. That is terrific. I saw Clark Carey do Mumbles at the Gem Theater a couple of years ago before his health really turned, and that is just one of those great moments. I mean, he's just something with that.
That was a memorable show, and also it was one of the last shows of Ahmad Al-Adeen.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Again, that's Terry Lynn Carrington. That album is titled Money Jungle, Provocative in Blue. And Laura Larson, let's talk about Natural Life by Cool Ghouls.
That's right. As much as Chris is all about the Brooklyn, I am all about the Left Coast. Repping the San Francisco bands today. And basically, I've come to talk with you all maybe, I don't know, three or four times now. I think every single time I pick something that's a favorite out of this sort of complex of bands, they're operating out of San Francisco as a home base, the Fresh and Only's, Ty Siegel. This guy, this group is solidly within that tradition. We've been chilling out a little bit. Time to cheer up. Time to cheer up and hear this song, Natural Life.
Okay. Natural Life by the Cool Ghouls. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Up to Date. We're running through some of the best music of 2013 with our critics today, Bill Brownlee, Chris Agarian, and Laura Larson. We'll have a complete list of all these tunes up on our website today, kcur.org. Let's move on here. And Chris Agarian, talk to us about Radke.
Radke. Radke is a great band. They're from they've been adopted by Kansas City. They're actually from St. Joe. But everyone here is embracing them pretty amazingly. And this has been one of those bands that...
Well, should we be talking about San Fermin? Am I messing you up here?
It's okay. We can go talk about San Fermin if you want.
Okay. Let's go to San Fermin. All right? I'm going to get everybody
we'll
all mixed
Radke
up here. I apologize.
San Fermin. Yeah. This album is it's a band. It's really a group of musicians put together by a pianist and songwriter named Ellis Ludwig Leon. And he's a Yale graduate, and he wrote this amazing, ornate orchestra chamber pop piece and put it all together and then went out and found amazing players, horns, and musicians, vocalists to perform on it. And it ended up on Bob Boylan's list as his 14th favorite album of 2013. And it's really beautiful music. It's going to take it back down from what Laura just played a little bit, back into my wheelhouse a little bit. But the name of the band is San Fermin. It's from the album called San Fermin. And this is called Sunsick. And this was a clean radio edit.
And thank goodness we're back in the right order, or panic would have been spreading throughout the radio station here today.
It's sleeting outside.
Okay, here's San Fermin.
Kind of feel, don't touch.
That's Sand for Me, and that track is titled Sunsick from a self-titled album there. And again, we're talking about the best music of 2013. We're talking about some national groups right now. We'll sort of segue into more local groups as the show progresses here. Bill Brownlee, talk to me about Bobby Rush.
This is not the congressman from Illinois, but the 73-year-old soul bluesman. Earlier I mentioned how much I like going to shows at the Sprint Center, but my single favorite concert of the year was in that tiny back room at Knuckleheads.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Seats 50 people maybe. And Bobby Rush played there. And he's typically associated with raunchy, lewd, dirty shows that would make Miley Cyrus blush with all the dancing going on and so on. But in this show at Knuckleheads this year, in the tiny back room, he did a solo show that showed off his guitar playing and his kind of gospel roots.
Oh, I wish I'd seen that.
And it was something special. A guy, used with an oversized personality, projecting into space as big as his studio, was just a thrill. And the song I've selected, Swing Low, from his new album, Down in Louisiana, sounded a bit like what we got that night.
Here's Bobby Rush.
Mercy. Swing low, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Oh yeah. Swing low, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Pharaoh's army got drowned. Now we can move to the other side. Oh, yes, we can move to the other side.
Boy, that's nice. Bobby Rush, Swing Low, from the album Down in Louisiana. And you feel like you're down in Louisiana. Listen to that, don't you?
He brings it all back home.
Yeah, he does. That's Bill Brownlee's second pick. Laura Lorson, let's go to The Wait by Michael Cronin.
Yes, again, a San Francisco artist. What a surprise. Yeah. And again, what a surprise for me. Sort of like nouveau psychedelia, garage rock revival. If you like power pop bands, well, you and I are going to get along. Michael Cronin sort of sums it all up, what I think the next big direction of alternative indie music is going to be like, drawing on the past to create a future.
Okay.
I'm not ready for another day. I feel anew. Time is right, I'm only getting older. I'm not ready for the second wave, the way you see it through. You'll be bolder, golden life for my.
That's Wait by Michael Cronin. Laura Lorson's pick here as we review the best music of 2013. And let's move on here, Chris Agarian, to a group, Small Black.
Yeah, we'll jet set back across the country from San Francisco back to Brooklyn here. Small Black, this is a band that hit my radar. They played Middle of the Map Music Festival back in 2011, our first year of the festival. And we had them in a tiny, dark little basement venue. And we'd love to get him back to come back and play Middle of the Map 2014 and put him in a bigger stage. But they're from Brooklyn, like I said, and it's indie electronic synth pop, which is, as Bill Brownlee would call, Chris music, and very much in my wheelhouse. But the song we're going to hear is called, it's from the album Limits of Desire, and the album, the song is called Free at Dawn.
Keeping myself from you.
hoping you just come to. Holes in the bridge, downwind, some drifting fire. This future's gone.
Another 99 cents out the window. Great. iTunes, here I come. That's
one
again,
more point.
Small Black. That tune again is Free at Dawn from the album Limits of Desire. Bill Brownlee, Brandi Clark wants to talk about the day she got divorced.
Country music, Steve, as you know,
there
used to be about drinking and cheating and hard times and drug abuse. That's what Brandi Clark does. She's a Nashville songwriter. She writes songs for country stars. But the songs that don't get played on the radio, she put on her new album called 12 Stories. This song is just as advertised, a song about the day she got divorced.
Read the paper in a cloud of smoke while the dirty dinner dishes soaked. Woke up the kids and coaxed them out of bed. Then she burnt the toast just like the day before, the day she got divorced. Left the kids with the girl next door, parked her car at the county court, round and round about the child support he'd never pay. The judge said we're gonna have to stop at the party of the second part, 'cause the party of the second part was MIA.
That's good old-fashioned country from Brandi Clark. That's great. What a story.
12 Stories is the name of the album, recommended to fans of songwriters like John Prine.
Yeah. Okay, Laura Lorson, before a break, let's go to Wild Creatures by one of my favorites, Nico Case.
Yes, indeed. She has.
She's not San Francisco, is she?
No.
Yeah.
Well, she's from kind of all over the place, but her home base has been sort of like Oregon, Washington for quite some time.
Right.
And then she went back to Chicago. She's all over the map. I think she might be down in Arizona now. Anyway, so she's a gallivanter. That's all I got to say about that. I just think her strong suit is songwriting, and NPR listeners got to get a window inside that process during Morning Edition this past year. She really struggled with this album. I think she came up with something great. If you liked Nico Case before, you're going to like this. If you've never heard her before, give it some time. They're dense songs. You got to listen to them over and over, but they still have a sense of quality that is just absolutely unmistakable.
This is Wild Creatures by the great Nico Case.
You'll discover my weakness. Not fighting for your freedom, I am fighting to be wild. Hey little girl, would you like to be king's pet or the king? I choose odorless and invisible, but otherwise I would choose the king, even though sounds the loneliest, and my brother's hands would poison me.
Okay, it's time for a break. When we come back, we'll continue our good tour through the best music of 2013. We'll turn to some local tunes that we try to emphasize on this program with Cowboy, Indian Bear, Small Black, Frank West, Stick Figga, and a whole bunch more. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you're listening to Up to Date on KCUR. And we're back. I'm Steve Kraske. If you missed our discussion with jazz musician Bobby Watson or our look at poetry by dogs, you can find those in the weekend to-do list at kcur.org. Monday on the program, psychologist Wes Crenshaw joins us to take a look at the challenges facing freshmen in their first semester, along with a young college freshman. His name is Nick Kraske. He'll be here with me on the show on Monday. This hour, we're talking about the best music of 2013 with our critics Bill Brownlee, Chris Agarian, and Laura Lorson. We're going to go and transition here to some more local music. And Chris Agarian, tell us about Radke.
Radke have created the story everyone wants when you start a band. You play, start playing some music, write some music, play some music, and then get noticed. And it's three brothers from St. Joseph with the last name Radke, R-A-D-K-E. The name of the band, they added a Y to it. It's a little more marketable, I guess. They're 15, 18, and 20 years old.
Wow.
And they've already toured Europe. They've sold out shows in the U.K. They've toured all over America with different bands. And their album is distributed in the U.K. It's distributed in America. And this past weekend, on the 13th, they sold out the Record Bar. And the album is getting love from Spin, from MTV, from NME, from Q Magazine. And this was really interesting this week. Q featured them on their songs that have ruled the Q Stereo this month. And they were in the top 10 in this company of Paul McCartney, the Beta Band, Pearl Jam, the Pixies, MIA, and Arcade Fire.
Holy smokes. And, you better get them in here.
If you go to Radke's Facebook page, you can see a great picture, and their picture's 2 inches from Paul McCartney. These guys
Not
are
bad.
Really doing it, and I'm really happy for them. But the song we're going to play is from an EP called Devil Fruit that was produced by Joel Nanos here in town, and the song is called Start Freaking Out.
On the Rise, Radke, a Kansas City group, right?
St. Joe in Kansas City.
St. Joe in Kansas City. Okay. Again, that album is titled Start Freaking Out. Okay. Bill Brownlee, let's go to Frank West, the late, great Frank West, I should point out.
He was one of the great Kansas City jazz legends. He died this year in June. He was 92 or 3. In 2011, he recorded an album with pianist Kenny Barron.
Yeah.
The album was released early this year. It's called Magic 101. He recorded a ballad on this album, Easy Living, that just makes my knees buckle. It's hard to believe this man was 89 when he recorded this, but it has all the wisdom of an 89-year-old and the power of a 30-year-old.
Well, let's buckle some knees here. Here's Frank West. The track is Easy Living from the album Magic 101. We can all go home now.
It's over.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
bye.
Our show for today. We'll see you tomorrow. That's Frank West, Easy Living, from his last album, Magic 101. Laura Larson, let's go local here. And this will be the Cowboy Indian Bear portion of our show here. With a couple tracks in a row here from Laura and Chris. Tell us about this group, Laura.
Lawrence-based band, four-piece, C.J. Calhoun, Caitlin Conroy, Marty Hillard, and Bo Bruns. And I think they have a great pop sensibility merged with a rock sensibility. I think this band really has a vision, and they're very clear in striving for that. I think a lot of times when bands are young, they don't really know where they're going. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we'll throw it out there, see what sticks. I think they have a sense of what they want things to sound like. And I really struggled with picking one thing to hear off this record, because as I'm betting Chris would agree, this is in many ways a record you need to sit down and listen to from beginning to end and give it some time, because a lot of these pieces really just build and build and build with layers of sound and layers of construction. And I'm over-intellectualizing it, but I really like this record. I think they're going to go far.
This album is Live Old, Die Young. This track, I Could Believe in Anything, by Cowboy Indian Bear. That's the first of two tracks from our critics on about the new Cowboy Indian Bear disc. That disc, again, is titled Live Old, Die Young. And Chris Aguirre, you picked a track off this this one as well, The Hunter and the Hunted. What draws you to Cowboy Indian Bear?
Well, sort of what Laura said. I mean, she says everything way more eloquently than I ever could. I'm still trying to Google some.
I'll get that check in the mail to you, Chris.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm still Googling some of your words. But this album's been on. It's been in my favorite everything pile since February, when somebody sent me a copy of it. The Record Machine put this out, and the Record Machine is half of Middle of the Map Music Festival. And, you know, this is an amazing album. You can get this here in town at Mills Records, or on 39th Street over at Vinyl Renaissance, or down in Lawrence at what's the name of that music shop down there in Lawrence, Laura?
Love Garden.
Love Garden. That's
yeah.
a natural connection there. But it's an amazing song. Every song on this album's great, like she said. And it'd be awesome if everyone would rush out and buy this and listen to it and share it with their friends. But the song I'm going to play is called The Hunter and the Hunted. And like he said, it's from Live Old, Die Young.
Like a stream with the force of a river pulsing cold through your veins, I will roll right upon you, and I will speak out your name.
That's Cowboy Indian Bear again from their new disc, The Hunter and the Hunted. That's the song, the album, Live Old, Die Young. Bill Brownlee, let's move on here to Stick Figga.
Stick Figga is a Topeka-based rapper who also performs a lot in Kansas City. He went to a producer in the Carolinas to make his new album, The City Under the City. It's kind of a jazz-based hip-hop album with a lot of spoken word samples. It's a completely different sound from what you typically associate with Kansas City hip-hop. Mm-hmm. This piece is called Monochrome.
But what you have is that cash and credit. How about a glass of purgatory with the splash of heaven? Watch your language if you ain't off in the speak easy. To speak freely, your mechanisms and street seaweed. Draw the weapon free hand, call them Artis really. Paint the block into a motif for grief bleeding. Speed reading, making educated guesses. Don't talk without thinking. Life is teaching you a lesson, Mike. Learn something if you listen for a second. Then consider it a blessing if you're living to regret it. I ain't scheming on Dosey. Thinking about groceries. Heard it loud and tear, and that's a round sound dopey. Sub-Zero Planet really almost froze me. Viewing life a Game Boy, you end up as a trophy. Rumors and the gossip, I ignore that. Can't pay attention to it, bro, I can't afford that. Follow paper trails, though, yeah, I need some more of that. What you seek is what you get, sort of like a Rorschach. Yeah.
That's Stick Figure from the album The City Under the City from Bill Brownlee. Let's scoot over here to Laura Lorson again and Palette by the group Your Friend.
That's right. Your Friend, because it's also based out of Lawrence, has some overlap, of course, with Cowboy Indian Bear. It's that kind of scene. Everybody pitches in to try and help out folks with their songwriting and with their performance. And I see really great things for the lead singer and the writer in this band, Taryn Miller. I think she has a real gift. She's definitely one to watch, as far as I'm concerned. And this particular release, which is called Jekyll Hyde, it's more of an EP, I guess. I'm really looking forward to seeing what she puts out next, because she has a really unique voice.
Palette by Your Friend.
Who's on to
by Your Friend. And so we're running out of time here. So many good groups I wanted to hear from. Samantha Fish, Karen Allison. We may not get to all of these, but we will get to Making Movies. Chris Agarian's pick here. Tell us about it, Chris.
Right. I do a lot of work with a charity organization called Midwest Music Foundation, and it's online at midwestmusicfound.org. And Boulevard Brewery, local brewery, has a connection with giving money back to local charities. And currently, and me, I'm trying to squeeze this in as fast as we can, but there's more information online at voteformmf.com. But it's part of a Boulevard campaign. We had 12 different local bands team up to create a Christmas album, which is available for free if you look up Midwest Music Foundation on Facebook or midwestmusicfound.org. You can find a link to 12 locally performed Christmas songs. And I know a lot of us have a hard time with Christmas music, so we tried to put a little spin on that and bring some attention to this campaign we're doing with Boulevard.
Okay, this is Making Movies, their contribution, eh?
Yes, this is Tormenta, and it's about missing home at the holidays, and it is in Spanish.
Yo quiero ver mi familia esta Navidad. Yo quiero hablar con mi abuelo hoy, la verdad. Porque el frío me atormenta. El frío me atormenta. Yo quiero ver mi país esta Navidad. Quiero bailar en mi pueblo otra vez más, porque el frío me atormenta. El frío me atormenta. No quiero estar perdido
Making Movies from the disc 12 Days of Christmas, and we're out of time, but I want to thank our contributors today, Bill Brownlee, Chris Aguirre, and Laura Lorson. Happy holidays to all of you, and thank you all for coming in here today.
Thanks for
sure,
having me.
Appreciate
thank you.
It.
Thanks for
we'll
the invitation.
We'll have a complete list of all the music they talked about today, and even the discs, the songs they didn't get to, up on our website later on today. Just go to kcur.org.